At the Sound Healing Center, we have four main things going on: the Institute, the Sound Healing Store, the Sound Therapy Center, and the Sound Healing Research Foundation. At Globe Institute, we offer two sound healing certificates and one audio recording certificate. All of them are also offered online, as well as in person here in Sausalito, outside of San Francisco. We're the only state-approved college in the entire United States that offers sound healing. David has written the number one selling books in both fields, The Art of Mixing, The Art of Recording, and in Sound Healing, The Complete Guide to Sound Healing. The Sound Healing Store has over 400 sound healing instruments and technologies. We also have a physical store where you can experience everything. In the store, we've got over 100 CDs and downloads. We've got all of my books. We have a full range of instruments, including crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls, didgeridoos, gongs, drums, rattles, tuning forks, and a full range of melodic instruments. We also have a wide range of consciousness-raising technologies, including sound chambers. We have sacred geometries and pendants, color and light therapies. We also have our brainwave assessment kit software and the voice analysis software. And we've got a full range of vibroacoustic tools. We make sound lounges, sound tables, sound vests, sound pillows, sound dolphins, and bass straps. All of these are excellent for a wide range of physical and emotional issues and just getting you relaxed and blissed out. At the Sound Therapy Center, we have over a dozen treatments that we offer here in Sausalito, and many of them we offer online. At the Sound Healing Research Foundation, you can find over 1,000 clinical and student papers categorized for easy searching. You will also find the Medical Sound Association with over 1,000 doctors and sound therapists meeting bi-monthly to create treatment plans for a wide range of issues. These 30-page treatment plans are an excellent resource if you're working on a specific issue for yourself or a client. Check out medicalsoundassociation.com, where you can also join and attend our bi-monthly meetings. Finally, we have the Sound Education Association. We got a grant for $100,000 to bring our curriculum into two Montessori schools. With over 100 teachers and administrators, we've created over 2,500 exercises for kids from 3 months up to 18 years, all based on the books on brain development. We're now expanding the curriculum and creating schools around the world. Check out soundeducationassociation.com, where you can also join for free. You can find everything at soundhealingcenter.com. You can also email us at david@soundhealingcenter.com or call 415-777-2486. Now enjoy the podcast.
Hi there. I'm David.
Let me show you what we have going on here at the Institute. So we've got my new book, Sound Loving Relationships, is out, and you can find that at soundlovingrelationships.com. It's all about being whole on your own, heart open. And then we also have an open house tomorrow, if you're in the area, July 6th, from 1 to 5. It's all about how sound works physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Our next semester actually starts September 2nd here in person in Sausalito. And then we've also got the online version that starts August 12th. Or every 2 weeks. We've got our recording program that starts September 23rd. And then we have a concert here in about an hour, hour and a half. If you're in the area, drop on by. It's a cello concert. And then I'm doing a sound bath on July 18th, Friday, July 18th, where we're going to do different instruments and looping and voice and lots of love. And then we also have our big sound healing retreat in Mount Shasta, August 9th and 10th. And we go up on the mountain on the second day, and it's really a profound experience. And then it's all about how sound works physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. We also have our voice analysis software training coming up on July 13th. You have to buy the software by
July 8th. So those are the things happening here. Today, our show is on basically the physics of how vibration works. And this is really important because a lot of people think sound healing is woo-woo. I know my brother in Massachusetts, I told him I was doing sound healing, and he goes, "What the hell are you doing that crap for? That's ridiculous." And then I started telling him all about this physics that I learned at UC Berkeley in my physics classes, and he started listening to me. Actually, when he really started listening to me was when he actually saw my CDs advertised at Massachusetts General Hospital, where he had gone in because he had prostate cancer. And then he really started talking to me. But this is really helpful, especially for doctors or anybody that thinks this is just, you know, silly and there's nothing behind it. This is the actual physics that's behind sound healing. Now, what's really great about this is if someone doesn't believe in something, then it's way less likely that it's going to work. Because our belief system is really the number one thing that makes something actually work. And that's been proven even in clinical studies. So not only to be able to explain it to people, but to be able to actually understand it yourself so you believe in it more, it then that makes it way more powerful because now you're believing in it. Right? So this is really important if we're going to change the world, because the whole deal is to take our power back from the pharmaceutical and the hospitals and be able to heal ourselves and each other as we did in ancient times. That's really the deal. And at least to be able to get to a place of peace, which often helps with a full range of issues. I mean, all organs go into an alignment when you're at peace. Your immune system works better, you're more creative, and peace is a portal to other dimensions where you're one with the universe. So let's take a look at these about 10 different laws of physics that I learned at UC Berkeley in my physics classes there when I was a physics major. Okay. So let me share my screen and we'll take a look here. Okay. Okay. Close this one. Okay. Here are the 9 laws of physics. All right. And we'll go through them one by one here. The most basic law of physics is everything is vibration. Now, in physics, there is nothing more basic than vibration. It's the basis of all reality. Even numbers are a certain vibration. If something is not vibrating, it doesn't exist. Vibration is the basis of everything. And therefore, when you understand the laws of physics around vibration, you got a key to the universe. I mean, you're able to transform things and able also, especially, to resonate in alignment with the vibrations of health and nature and things that are coherent. The second law of physics is everything has its own natural resonant frequency at which it prefers to vibrate. And I'm talking everything. We're talking the carpet, the wood, the trees, the plants. We're talking every emotion. We're talking your soul. We're talking about everything that exists in the universe, even clouds, right? Everything has a resonant frequency. Now, when you know that resonant frequency, especially in the body, you can actually resonate that part of the body into a healthy state. And this is the new medical system. It's well proven that if you find the frequency of a cell and play it to it, it makes it healthy. And in fact, if you find the frequency of an entire organ, you can resonate it into its healthy state as well. But most things have multiple frequencies. But when something has multiple frequencies, it just about always has a fundamental frequency that all the other frequencies are based on mathematically. So there's always one fundamental main frequency, and then normally the rest of the frequencies are mathematical multiples of that. So if you have the fundamental is 100 hertz, the rest are going to be 200, 300, 400, 500, and so forth. If it's 80 hertz, it's going to be 160, 240, 320, 400, 480, and so forth. So, but still, that fundamental frequency is the most important. It's the number one thing that makes that thing what it is. It's actually a full combination of all the frequencies that give it its nuance, but its fundamental is the most important frequency. Because once you got the fundamental, you've got all the other harmonics or frequencies that are the multiples. So you have the key to all of the frequencies that make up that thing. And when I say thing, again, that's every single thing in the universe. So there's always a main frequency, and that one's really important, especially for health. Then there's triggering resonance. If you actually take a wand for a crystal bowl and you hit the crystal bowl with that wand, well, that wand is not the same frequency as the bowl, but you are giving that bowl energy and it triggers its natural resonant frequency. It's fundamental. It triggers its fundamental when you hit it. And in fact, in physics, a resonant frequency of something, that something, the main frequency that it likes to vibrate at, is stored energy. In physics, resonance is stored energy. So that means when I hit this crystal bowl with a wand, it's going to actually put out more energy than I actually gave it. It has stored energy in it. And what's really interesting is when I play that bowl for a million years, right? It's always going to put out more energy. That bowl basically has infinite energy stored within it that will always be there, which is really quite amazing, right? So just triggering it, giving it energy, will often trigger a resonant frequency of something. It'd be really nice if you could hit someone and it would trigger their soul frequency, but that doesn't seem to work that way. But generally, if something's got a resonant frequency, you give it energy, it's going to start humming at its own frequency. You can even think of that as a cell. If you give a cell energy, it's going to vibrate at its natural resonant frequency more and make it healthy. So that's why we talk about chi, giving a chi energy to any part of the body or any of the organ to actually trigger its resonance where it does its thing and is happy and healthy, right? Now, when you have two of the same thing, two of this of an item that have the same frequency, this is called sympathetic vibration. So you can actually, in a room of crystal bowls, you can go, ooh, and a crystal bowl will sing back to you. You've probably noticed this in different situations where you actually make a sound and you hear something else vibrate in the room. That's sympathetic vibration. Two or more of the same frequency triggering each other. Now, the best example of this is love, where one person's running love and it triggers love in another person. Hopefully, not in a bad way, but it triggers that love. And then they trigger you back with love, and it's the circle of love of sympathetic vibration. That's the best example of all. And it's really powerful when you get multiple things at the same vibration. Let me give you a little example here that's really cool, little YouTube video that shows sympathetic vibration really well. Here are a bunch of little metronomes, and we're going to play them all at different speeds, not speeds, different times. They're all the same speed, which makes it easy for them to synchronize, but we're going to play them all at different times. I'll skip through this, and over 4 minutes, they all synchronize into the exact same rhythm. Okay, so here's the beginning, where they're actually each one being triggered or just played so that they start oscillating back and forth, every one of them completely different. Okay. And then I'm going to skip through a little bit. Starting to synchronize already a little bit. Let me skip through a little more. Oh yeah, there's quite a few now going back and forth exactly together, about half of them. And then we'll skip through a little more. Oh my God, they're really starting, almost like 80-90% are totally together. There's a few that are off, that are not going back and forth in sync. But if I skip forward, check it out. Now, actually all of them except one, there's always one in the bunch, right, is going back and forth exactly in time. I'm gonna skip forward more, and now look at that. Every single one of these, let's see how many we got. We got about almost 30 metronomes, all now going back and forth perfectly in time with each other. This is sympathetic, the best example of sympathetic vibration you could ever see. It's incredible. Right? So that's two things with the exact same frequency, sympathetic vibration. Now, what's really cool about sympathetic vibration is when you have two or more of the same frequency, it creates a resonant field. Measurable, in fact, a resonant field that's measurable scientifically, depending on what frequency it is or what type of vibration it is, whether it's sound or electromagnetic or quantum, or it creates a whole field. So if you've got two people, or let me put it this way, if you've got one person resonating love, well, you've got a vibration that's sent out to the world, right, and goes through your body. But now you got two people resonating love, and now it's going to create a stronger resonant field, and you can actually measure it electromagnetically around those two people. It is a way stronger electromagnetically, and now you've got a stronger resonant field. But if you get a room full of people resonating love, it's going to get really powerful now. But you get like 20,000 or 50,000 people at a concert, oh my God, now you got a really strong resonant field. Or you get 1 million people online resonating a certain vibration. Now, oh my God, it's really powerful. So sympathetic vibrations, with the more people or more things you have at that same vibration, the more powerful it's going to get. And here's where that is really important. It's called technically forced resonance, but I like to call it dominant resonance. And that is, a strong vibration will overcome a weaker vibration and entrain it into the same vibration as the stronger. Now, this is how all change in the universe happens. Let me stop for a second and let that sink in, because that's a major thought. This is how all change in the universe happens. A strong vibration in training a weaker into the stronger. And it's a real problem. It's a huge problem for us. There was a study where they actually asked people, what's the most calm, the nicest frequency of all the frequencies? What feels the most comfortable? And they actually played all the frequencies, and 70% of the people said 60 cycles per second is the most natural. That's the frequency of electricity in our walls. We are totally synchronizing to that frequency. Then they did the same study in Europe and asked people, what's the most natural frequency for you? And 70% of the people said 50 cycles per second. 50 cycles per second is the frequency in the walls in Europe. We are totally synchronized to this vibration in our walls. Even though it's not very loud, it's really consistently there all the time. And when something is consistently, stably there all the time, it's as powerful as if it's loud. Now, 60 and 50 cycles are not bad frequencies, but the problem is they are not stable. The electricity in the walls does this. It's jumping all over the place. So we're getting synchronized to this all day long. And it totally throws us off. Now, you can actually install a capacitor. Don't ask me how to do it, but you can install a capacitor at the entrance to your electrical system on your whole house. And it will clean up that electricity so it's more coherent and stable. And it's actually kind of good for you then. At least you're not being thrown off. But also, scattered people. We totally get synchronized to scattered people, right? Oh my God, it's a mess. You know, somebody's bouncing off the wall. And not only that, the scattered people are thrown off by Wi-Fi, which is total chaos, and by cell phone towers, which is total chaos because it's like, you know, thousands of calls at once. And so we totally get entrained by dominant resonance into the scattered vibration of all the Wi-Fi signals and cell phone towers. I mean, there's like 8 Wi-Fi right in this whole little area where I'm at, right? And so that totally throws us off. But even worse is anxiety in the etheric field. First of all, anxiety, if from a person you're talking to, we often pick it up from a person you're talking to, this anxiety, if they've got anxiety. But there's also the whole field of anxiety on the planet, especially compacted in the city. So we get entrained by dominant resonance into this field of anxiety. Also, anger. Oh my God, especially compacted in the city. And also, I mean, if you've got a person that's angry with you, we commonly take that anger on and then pass it on. I've done it. I admit it. I admit it. I've done it myself, right? Total entrainment, which is dominant resonance. But also even depression. I mean, there's like every emotion we can totally be entrained into, not only by a person, one person, but by groups of people, because it gets carried in the electromagnetic field of the earth. And that's well proven by HeartMath. So this is a real problem where we get entrained into these chaotic vibrations around us. And the worst of all, by far, is us being entrained into mass consciousness. That is by far the biggest problem on this planet. We are totally synchronized into this belief system that we are not empowered to change our lives and manifest things. We are totally entrained into this belief system that we cannot heal ourselves. There's so much in the mass consciousness of not being empowered, not being heart open. I mean, it's just a full range of negative belief systems that we get synchronized into, not only from our parents and society, but also from our ancestors. Even it's even built into our DNA. So that resonance, that dominant resonance gets imprinted into the DNA and carried through to lifetimes. It's a mess. It's a mess. Not only that, the way the brain works is just a mess when it comes to dominant resonance. It's all a mess, right? It's like our brain is designed so that any patterns you run more than once or multiple times or a bunch of times, they create ruts and very strong neuropathway ruts. And they are really hard to change. It's well known in behavioral theory that it's practically impossible for many people to change the way they are because those ruts are so deep. So to be able to actually transform them, it takes a massive amount of focus and energy to actually create new positive ruts. So our brain is kind of screwed up based on this whole system of dominant resonance. So we have to work so hard to create our own positive vibrations and create our own positive, coherent, stable, peaceful dominant resonances. But we've got a little help here. One of the coolest dominant resonances that's stable, that are really good, is the earth. I mean, when you really tune into the earth's vibration, I mean, some spiritual people, leaders say that the earth is even actually a being that is actually conscious, right? So when you turn into the energy of the earth, you totally get grounded, and it's really powerful because it's so stable and consistent. But also all of nature. I mean, we go out into nature, all that's our favorite thing, right? To go out in nature and get entrained into the stability and flow, smooth flow of nature. I mean, it's dominant resonance. Nature is the best dominant resonance thing on this whole planet. It's incredible. But we also get entrained into, we can get entrained into the love from someone else or from people in, even on YouTube, right? You can even get entrained into love through YouTube or just someone in sitting in satsang. So you go and sit with somebody that's resonating love or universal love. But the biggest beautiful vibration of you is your soul. When you build that bridge called the Antahkarana, so that you're in touch with the frequency of your soul, which never wobbles ever. I don't believe your soul needs healing. I think it's perfect in every way. Then all of a sudden, this amount of peace that comes over you is dramatic because often the dominant resonance is our emotional system, which is a freaking roller coaster. It's wild. And it can like just, it can kill you because it's such a roller coaster. And then, you know, then a little more stable is our mental body, especially when you get control over your thoughts, then that can be more stable. But the soul is the most stable of all. And that's the best dominant resonance of you that you could ever, ever develop. And they say it can take many lifetimes, but the best, very best dominant resonance of stability and flow of all is source, God, right? When you are one with the universe and totally entrained and in sync with source, everybody I've talked to says it's the most peaceful thing ever. It is the most incredible. It's like you start healing, source knows what to do to heal you, and there's universal love there. So source is the best dominant resonance there is. So there's good and bad dominant resonances, right? Now, the other thing that's really interesting is how resonance works with language. It's really interesting. It's a trip, actually. When you say something, a sentence or anything, what happens is the person listening, it doesn't just go in and they get the meaning. What happens is there's this scan of, okay, where's that same frequency in my brain of meaning? Where are the words in my brain that those words you're saying are triggering? Not only the words, but the sentence and paragraphs and meaning and everything. So what happens is that resonant vibration of the word and the sentence and the meaning looks for the same resonance in the listener, rather the listener looks for that same resonance as to what's coming in. And then they sync up and you go, oh, I see what you're saying. I understand. And that's what understanding is when you get a resonance between two types of information between two brains. It's really quite amazing when you think about it that you can't really understand something until you already know it. And then there's ways you can piece things together to expand that knowledge. And sometimes that's what happens is to really, and you could say that there's a resonant frequency of all knowing that we're all headed towards. So we can, if you roll around in the world of thoughts long enough and intuition, at a certain point, spirit goes, oh, here's what we are, here's the truth. And bing, you get the download, and there's another resonant frequency that's showing up from source that is all knowing. Oh my God. Okay. So this is dominant resonance. Again, this is the way that all change in the universe happens. In anything, it's always something dominant overcoming the weaker. Now, I was just talking about it in class this morning. Sometimes the weaker resonance can be really powerful. For example, we were talking about somebody that had trauma, serious trauma. This one woman in the class is from Ukraine, and she wants to go back and help the people in Ukraine. And she said, how can we resonate universal love into people that have trauma in Ukraine? Well, it's not going to be easy because that trauma is a really strong resonant field. So it's going to take a while unless there's, some magic or which can happen. But it's going to take a while to actually be able to resonate these stronger vibrations and finally overcome this really strong weaker vibration. So sometimes it takes a little while. Right? Okay. But this is how all sound healing works. I mean, when you listen to any song, I mean, we are totally getting synchronized to the resonant field of that song. And when you do anything in sound healing, you're creating a stable, consistent vibration to overcome the chaos. That's how it all works. So that's dominant resonance. Then there's transformative resonance. With dominant resonance, as you well know, we can get blissed out into a state of love and just feeling unbelievable and high as a firecracker. And then before you know it, we're back to our old ways, kicking the dog, right? And going, oh, God, what am I going to do? Like, can you believe what they're doing? And you start running all these patterns of negativity, which we're entrained into. from the beginning, right? So it's not your fault. But we easily get back into these old patterns, even once we've seen God, right? It's like a few days later, it's like, oh God, I can't even remember God. Here we are back trying to make money and deal with the whole planet, or deal with our whole life and survive, right? So with transformative resonance, things don't go back. They change forever. The stronger vibration converts the weaker forever. And there's a few examples of this. First of all, there's the YouTube video that where they show a laser going into a salamander egg, I'm sorry, a frog egg, and then it shines through the frog egg into a salamander egg, and the salamander egg changes into a frog egg and births a frog. That's transformative resonance. Quite amazing, actually. There's also Anita Morjani, who had fourth stage cancer. She had golf ball size welts of cancer all over her body. And then she died, went into the light, and came back. And then all of a sudden, or not all of a sudden, it actually took a month, all of the welts of cancer completely transformed back to normal cells and never came back. That's transformative resonance. Or they say, we are now going through a torsion field in the galaxy that is transforming our consciousness from regular DNA to 12 strands to higher consciousness. And it's really stressful. It's actually kind of really stressful, this transformation, but we are getting really high and being able to access higher states of consciousness more and more, right? So that's transformative resonance. You can think about any time where you've gone through transformative resonance. It commonly happens in accidents. It happens with drugs. I know a lot of people have said, oh yeah, ayahuasca changed my life, right? I mean, in the earlier years, when I did psychedelics, right, as a kid, I mean, that like opened my heart drastically. It really changed my life in a really drastic way because I was with someone that was completely heart open, running universal love. I was just blessed, right? So there are often experiences we have that change us forever. One big one was when I was in the King's Chamber and I got in the sarcophagus and was toning the resonant frequency of the sarcophagus, and the ceiling opened up and love and light poured in my heart, and all of a sudden I was completely transformed for the rest of my life and I could do sound way better. That was a major transformative experience. So those are the ones we really like, where we can actually transform forever. Often what happens though, even if you have an experience where you go back and you don't completely transform, there's always a little bit of transformation. It's like it builds up. You know, the more you get into this state of bliss or love and light or universal love or oneness, the more that becomes the norm, not only in your system, but through your whole body physically. And then, so it's working. There is a little bit of transformation, even if you go back and kick the dog. Even if you go back and kick the dog, it's still in there. It's still in there, right? So you don't go back completely, right? So that's what we really like, is when we have experiences that transform us forever, right? Now, let's see. Then we've got the aspects that break things up, resonances that break things up. And this is really cool if you've got a stuck emotion or a stuck energy in a muscle or even a cancer, which is a blockage, right? So there's three ways you can break things up with resonance. First is destructive resonance. That's where you find the resonant frequency of something and you turn it up really loud and it explodes it. And that is the way you get rid of kidney stones. It's called just you actually find the resonant frequency of the kidney stone, turn it up, and kablooey, it explodes. And that's what Anthony Holland is doing. If you do a search for Anthony Holland, he's found the resonant frequency of 15 types of cancer. It can play an electromagnetic frequency to each one and destroy them 80% of the time in the lab. That's called destructive resonance. Find its frequency, turn it up, and explode it. Let me show you a little video of them actually doing this. Okay, so here is a wine glass. And they found the resonant frequency with a tone generator on the wine glass, and then they turned the volume up and exploded. Let me play this for you. Uh-oh. Why are we hearing it? Oh, here we go.
Take 8 minutes to get through.
Oh, this is amazing. What felt like the whole goblet vibrating is actually the rim bending back and forth, 337 times a second, the same rate as the sound waves. If I draw in the sound waves, you can see what's happening. One wave comes out of the speaker and pushes the side of the wine glass. The glass bounces back just when another sound wave pushes it again. If the timing or frequency of the sound waves is exactly right, the motion will build until the glass breaks.
Cool, huh? So that's destructive resonance, and that's how we can get rid of cancer. That's how we break up kidney stones. Now, it's really interesting. There's actually some, you can't do this with your voice. If you could do this with your voice, we would be in trouble. It would be like, oh, lost a kidney last night in class, hit the wrong frequency, the gallbladder's gone, exploded a liver last night. It would be a mess, right? If we could do that, we can't get that loud. But there's a way you can use the voice to break up stuck energy that is quite different. And this is what this guy is doing by toning into the wine glass with his voice. Check this out.
Shockwaves from a punch can do damage.
So he actually exploded that wine glass with his voice, but he did it completely differently than finding the frequency and turning the volume up. What he did is called binaural beats. So he actually found the resonant frequency of the wine glass. By going up and down, you could just tap it and listen for it and then match it. And then he went off pitch a little bit. And when you go off pitch on a frequency, you create two free you now have the wine glass frequency and you go off pitch with your voice. The difference between those two frequencies creates a really low frequency oscillation. So if you go off 1 hertz, you're going to get a 1 hertz vibration, which is a wavelength of like 1600 feet. This is like 3 football fields. It's massive wave, and that's what breaks the wine glass. And we can do that with crystal balls. We can do that with a lot of instruments. We can do it with the voice. I've demonstrated that in some of the presentations here. Binaural beats that create a little flutter that actually can break things up. And that can be really good for breaking up even cancer. You know, know some one of our instructors, she actually found the resonant frequency of her cancer and went up and down above and below it to create the binaural beats and went in for surgery. And they said, the X-ray machine must be broken. It's completely gone. Right? So that's binaural beats. Two freak where you find the frequency of the wine glass and go off pitch a little bit. Now, chaotic vibrations can also break up things. And that's like or right, or just even white noise, like the sound of the ocean, or even just a scream, right? Can actually break things. So you could, get rid of a stuck emotion by using chaos to break up that blockage. right? And that can be really cool. Or can you could use a shaker and a rattle, which is mostly white noise, to break up things. So these are the three ways you can break up stuck energy. Now, the last one here, oh, that's not the last, I got one more after this. So, is consistent frequencies are stronger. I didn't actually learn this one in my physics class, but it's true. If you hold a energy with 100% focus, it's way more powerful than if you're thinking about pink elephants or takeout food, right? The more you can hold your energy with 100% focus as if you're in a trance, the more effective it will be. And I've done like exercises where we have people practice, holding an energy of healing the earth for like 15 minutes straight. We've actually done it for 3 hours straight and recorded it. And those are my recordings of people holding a certain energy. And then it's way more effective. And if you get a room full of people holding an energy with 100% focus, oh my God, it's really effective. You can heal just about anything. So consistent frequencies are stronger. Now, remember when we were talking about the frequency of the electricity in the wall? Well, that's a consistent frequency. It's not loud. It's not very strong at all, but it's there all the time. So it's as strong as if it's louder. Same with the Schumann resonance, a frequency that vibrates in the atmosphere between the Earth and the ionosphere, triggered by lightning, electromagnetic field of 7.83 cycles per second. Well, it's that frequency is not strong at all. It gets wiped out by Wi-Fi and cell phone towers easily. It's really not a very strong electromagnetic vibration, but it's always there. Lightning is striking always somewhere on the planet. So the Schumann resonance is always there. So it's really strong just because it's consistent. So consistency is as strong as volume or loudness or the amount of vibration. There's one other rule that I want to mention here. I don't have it listed here though, but it's really important. And I didn't learn it in my physics class either. And that is the law of resonance, that is the law of attraction. And that is a certain frequency will attract another frequency, but only in the quantum field. If you have two crystal balls that are the same frequency and you play both of them, they're not going to move towards each other. They're not going to actually, there's no gravity of two frequencies at the same in the 3D world. Otherwise, it would be a mess. Things would be crashing into each other all the time. But in the quantum world, it totally, there's resonances that totally attract other resonances at the same vibration. So this is the law of attraction. If you want to manifest something, go into the vibration as if it's already happened. You already have it. And then it attracts it. Here's the best example of all. And that is, I created a Cirque du Soleil style play called Compassion. And I created a really strong resonant field. I created a website for it, and I'd get a 20-minute video demo of it. I got hired people to create stage design, and I did all the music and did a very detailed demo. And then now I've got a strong resonant field. So then somebody told somebody that, oh, Dave's got this play, and they called me up. Now I'm in contact with one of the lead producers for Cirque du Soleil. But if I hadn't created that strong resonant field, if I just said, oh, I got a cool idea for a play, well, no one's going to give you any credibility, right, with just a cool idea for a play, right? Unless you've already been doing this for, ever. Right. So by creating a strong resonant field, I've attracted people, not only people to work on it, but also the funding to do it. So basically, if you want to actually do something, fake it. Fake it till you make it, right? Create a website like you've already doing it. Don't lie. You're not lying here. We're just creating a field to attract the people and the funding that you need to actually manifest it, right? That's the whole deal. Say, I've got this idea. This is what I'm thinking. I've got all these pieces put together. I don't really have these pieces. I hope they'll show up. And you create that resonant field, and poof, it's done. It's done. You've got it completely manifested. But here's the most important thing of all, and actually changing the whole planet. And that is, the more we are in an energy of stability, especially love and light, and that includes gratitude, compassion, love, universal love, oneness. The more we are in these higher vibrations, just bliss even, the more we are creating a resonant field that affects our whole body and goes out to the planet and affects the whole planet. So this is exactly, dominant resonance is exactly how we're going to change the world. You get enough people in this dominant resonance, and the rest of the world won't have a chance, right? So it's like, imagine all hearts on the planet connected. Let me play this one. This is actually a group of 30 people toning this energy of all hearts connected on the planet. Check this out and tone along if you like. Okay. There we go. Tone along to help transform the whole planet. Imagine every person on the planet living in love and light all the time. That's how we change the whole planet, creating a resonant field of love and light as much as possible in yourself. Hold that energy the rest of the evening, week ahead, months ahead, years ahead, and lifetimes. Thank you for listening.